evening. Thank you all for coming out tonight. I have about 8 or 9 slides I'll go through, and I'd be happy to answer any questions. So my name is Noah Cohen. My background is for probably when I got out of school, I went to UC Berkeley, and I worked in the corporate IT world. I worked for The Gap and The Body Shop and their IT departments, doing a variety of different things, project management. And I did a little bit of teaching then. And once my son was born, I went and got a teaching credential at San Francisco State. I have a master's in elementary education. And now I'm working towards getting a master's degree in instructional technology. And I have a teaching credential in a multi-subject teaching credential. So this is really a merge of the things that I really enjoy doing, which is things with technology and teaching. I really enjoyed the teaching that I've done in public schools. And the last assignment that I did, I taught technology, and it was just fantastic because I was teaching and doing the teaching of the subject matter that I really enjoyed the most. So I'm really excited about doing that full time with K-8. It's really fantastic so far. All right. So where do I get my teaching ideas from? I get it from a lot of different sources. The major one is sort of the kind of the backbone of all of my stuff is this group called ISTE, which is the International Society of Technology Educators, and they put out these National Education Teaching Standards, and it really just covers, it's kind of cute, it's kind of like a Star David. There's 6 different things that sort of cover all of your bases. Not 4 bases, but 6 of them. And they're all kind of general areas. So when I'm thinking of anything to do with your kids, I want to try to, kill as many birds as I can with one stone by hitting on all of these sort of levels as I do my projects with them. Really, anything they do, I want to make sure we're doing as many of these as we can all at once. Not that it's overwhelming or confusing, but if we can do more than one, all the better. And let's see. Many of the ways that I do it, then when I present it or when we execute it, it's sort of an inquiry based. There's a couple of different teaching strategies that you sort of execute as you go along, and I typically try to do an inquiry based one. It's more of a newer, progressive teaching strategy where you're sort of giving the kids a problem, asking a few questions, let's solve this problem, and where do you get? And I'm trying to do, especially as the kids get older, they need less coaching and guiding from me. They can really kind of take the ball and run with it, and it's fantastic seeing their enthusiasm. In some cases with the older kids, I give them something more formal. It's called a design brief. It has requirements, and they sort of just get used to that terminology. Later on, they'll do projects where they'll have a team of people, and you might work a few times by yourself or with 3 people or with 2 people, but it sort of mimics what you have in the real world, where sometimes you also get teamed up with people you may not be excited about working with, or here's a project and somebody was sick that day, or somebody's not pulling their weight, and now you're all going to get the same, thumbs up. That's kind of how it is. And also the deliverables will be virtual. I really am going to try to get away from, especially with the Green Campus and all that Green Initiative stuff, I don't want anything in printed up or using ink toner or any of that stuff. It'll just be on the screen. The work that the kids did today in second grade in Sabrina Mahoney's class, a few said, no, let's print it out. And I said, actually one of the kids is very savvy, and so he used a thumb drive, went to the computers, gathered up the files, and that's some of the artwork you see on the video screen. It's around the corner. Yeah, so that was just fantastic. The kids love it, and it's delivered, and we haven't used anything to help planet Earth, or to hurt planet Earth. What else have we got? So, most of what I'm gonna do, did I skip one? Sorry, I'm using the up one. No, go back there, okay. So most of what I'm gonna do is, first and foremost with the 4th and 5th grade kids, anything I can do directly with the teachers, and I talk with them all the time, how can I integrate technology into your curriculum? Easily with writing, things using, it's like Microsoft Word, it's Office Docs, and we'll also use Google Docs as well for writing projects. Presentations, which is kind of what I'm doing now. I want the kids to be able to do that and improve that. And of course, and then bibliographies also come in line. That's just one of the requests the teachers have made, and I want to make sure I can help them improve that. What else have I got? And outside curriculum stuff. When the opportunity presents itself, I'll be working on these sort of things: typing skills, keyboarding. There is keyboarding software on our computers, but I want to move into something that I can do tracking and reporting. I'm going to assign a little homework to. It's an online website. We'll also move into internet use and safety, possibly get into social networking and some other things that the kids I know are very interested in are claymation, game design. Hardware basics should be easy because that's just a matter of getting a hold of a couple of computers. I actually am picking them up on Thursday. We'll take some pictures of what the computers look like, take them apart, and put them back together, and they will work. We can even get a free operating system so we can load up Linux, if you know what that is, and surf the web, just on something that they've sort of Frankenstein together. We can even have kids swap things, and they love that stuff. They've all said they love it, and I've seen kids just dive right into that. It's really great to see. And also, the fourth graders, towards the end of the year, probably in the spring, if not sooner, we'll get into looking into this. There's the Jewish National Front has a bird migration program, and also the Reali School in Haifa to get up to speed with the video conferencing with them. Those are sort of larger projects that I want them to get excited about, and those are coming down the pipe. With the fifth graders, I've put this out to their teachers. I haven't done this before, but I've heard great things about it. The San Jose Tech Museum has an annual tech challenge, and this year it's very environmental. They're doing a thing. They're asking for solutions for cleaning up that Texas-sized plastic mass that's floating around the Pacific Ocean. And I think this would be wonderful, and I want to see if I can get that going with the fifth grade kids. It's not so computer-based, but it's certainly technology. It's being creative, and we'll see where that takes us. And I think, did I already do that? Oh, well, with fifth grade, in general, I want to make sure that most of the things that they've done, we've already sort of introduced, they'll end up with sort of these things by the time they move into middle school. We're sort of done with introducing and reinforcing. Middle school is sort of into mastery. So I want to make sure that they're ready for that in sixth and eighth grade. Make sure they're really good with the fundamentals of, even though we use the Macintosh operating system, which is fantastic, but these principles work for any sort of computer system you use. Making sure they're confident in their creativity and that they're ready really to do some serious problem solving, because as the sixth and seventh and eighth graders get their stuff, it's really about solve this problem, not how to the path to get to the solution, but just here's the problem, you be creative and solve it. And what else have I got? My contact. I lost it. Oh, here we go. It matters, but if you're really geeky and you care, this, I'm using, my computer's sitting back there, and this is a Bluetooth mouse, so I'm just kind of poking along. And there's my email address in case anybody was interested in that. Feel free to send me an email. Feel free to send me an email if you have any questions, thoughts, anything that you're interested or your child has said. You know, it'd be cool if we could do that. I want to hear about it. I want to see if we can do it if any way possible. I'm easily, I'm a lot of different things, but I'm flexible and I'm pretty fearless about doing any of this stuff and trying it out. It's all a learning experience. And so the more we try, the more we can do. It's all good for the kids. Any kind of questions in general? Any questions? No? Okay.
Thank you. I
get them for 45 minutes, but what I'm trying to do is, and it actually worked, and I'm seeing that I can give them things that they'll take out and do on their own. I'm really confident that I can give them things that they'll just want to learn about, and that's kind of that's a huge success that I can see them wanting to do beyond the class. Because if I can get them rolling and then they run, that's great. Yes.
45 minutes once a week, or
yeah. I mean, I see them a lot, and I'll ask them about things. They certainly ask me a lot of stuff, and I'm trying to be very encouraging and with them. But yeah. So I've talked with the teachers and said if there's times that you know you need me because you're in the middle of doing something that we've just talked about it and dovetails well, it's you know I'll run upstairs or down the hall.
The nice thing is that Noah's around all the time. And so while he's got 45 minutes of direct instruction time in a classroom, he's got planned time with all the teachers all over the place. And a lot of what happens is also behind the scenes planning and then on an as needed basis. So we're excited. Thank you.
Thanks.